Welcome to another Business News PK podcast. You are listening me on your favorite podcast platform. From now, you can listen all news in English onwards. Some topics will remain in Urdu. Please do follow us on Instagram and can visit our blog for latest update. Links are in the description. Following the footsteps of Pakistan, many high-risk countries who are part of ambitious Belt One and Road Initiative (BRI) have approached China for debt relief, the Financial Times reported. Last month, Pakistan requested China for ease in payments obligation of over $30 billion of about 12,000 megawatt projects under the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor to minimize its financial and economic difficulties, the newspaper reported. This was a part of government efforts to secure discounts and savings on power purchase from independent power producers as circular debt liabilities cross 2 trillion rupees. Early this week, the Economic Coordination Committee, the ECC, of the Cabinet authorized the Economic Affairs Ministry to negotiate debt relief with 11 bilateral lenders, including China, under a G20 initiative to suspend for about a year the payment of debt and its interest. Pakistan has to pay about $615 million to China between May 2020 and June 2021. Under the bilateral debt, the Chinese ambassador to Pakistan has since held a couple of meetings with the Economic Affairs Minister Khusro Bakhtiar and advisor to the Prime Minister on Finance Dr. Hafiz Sheikh. Pakistan had formally taken up its difficulties with China for relief in purchase prices at highest level during the recent visit of President Arif Alvi to Beijing, as Pakistan capacity payments alone were estimated to be closer rupees 600 billion rupees this year and estimated to go beyond 1.5 trillion in few years. An inflow of $1.39 billion from the International Monetary Fund took the State Bank of Pakistan reserves to $12.07 billion during the week ended on April 24, according to the SBP, State Bank of Pakistan, data published on Thursday. The central bank reserves were at 2-month higher after an increase of $1.16 billion during the same period. $234 million was paid in an external debt payments. Reserves held by the State Bank of Pakistan stood at 12.75 in February before falling to $10.8 billion in March and now again recovering to 12.07 billion rupees as of April 24. The net foreign holdings of the banks were $6.392 billion, while total liquid reserves of the country stood at $18.463 billion. Bulls were in complete command at the stock market on last trading day of the month, where they tossed the KSE 100 index high into the air by 953 points to 2.9% at 34,112 points intraday. It rose by 1,020 points. The rally on Thursday was underpinned by a surge in investors' confidence over the bullish regional markets, rising crude oil price delaying by fear of a long-term low demand, expectation of further hefty cut in State Bank policy rate as inflation for April was expected further soften. Moreover, regardless of the gloomy COVID-19 numbers, the market expected ease in the lockdown and restart of the trading and production activities, which went to boost stockholder enthusiasm. Some of the better than expected financial results in the ongoing report season also helped in lift sentiments. Analyst Ehsan Mehanti commented that stock surged to the record high on strong valuations. Investors are weighing likely cut in local oil prices and expectations of allocation of rupees 600 billion rupees to public sector development program in the upcoming budget. Bad news: auto vendors would lay off 20% workers beside unwilling to pay April and May salaries to the employees in case of assembling of vehicles in the countries continues to remain shut for more months. However, leading Japanese assemblers are yet to show the exit gate to their workers and staffers despite production closures since the second week of March. The countrywide lockdown is expiring on May 9, date extended. But it is unclear whether the government would extend it. Government would extend it or ease it despite rising deaths related to coronavirus. The spokesperson of Indus Motor Company IMC said the company did not lay off any workers nor cut their salaries for March and April. Similarly, officials of Pointless Honda Cars and Park Suzuki Motors offered similar responses, saying no employees have been made redundant or salary reduced during the past 2 months. On the contrary, vendors of automobile assemblers are in quandary as they are mainly dependent on the sale of locally made vehicles. We may have to reduce at least 20% of workforce in the coming months in case lockdown extends from May 9. Pakistan Association of Parts and Accessories Manufacturing Association PAPAM Chairman Muhammad Akram said, "Our members have paid full March salaries, but majority of them will either cut by them 50 to 60% for April or unable to pay the salaries," he said, attributing zero automobile sale and production from mid-March. Akram recalled that vendors had already laid off 50% of workers since July 2019 and before the coronavirus outbreak. As the sector has posted a sharp decline in sales, especially over 40% drop in car volumes. According to him, the State Bank of Pakistan's recent payroll refinance scheme is not workable as the banks are asking for collaterals, which their members, being financially overstretched, cannot provide. In any case, with no inflows and additional debt burden to pay salaries to employees is unbearable, he added. He urged that federal government to intervene urgently to resolve this issue, as in view of prolonged lockdown it would impossible for the industry to pay salaries, wages for April and onwards. Thanks for listening news. This podcast was brought to you by Dawn News. Please do follow us on Instagram, your favorite podcast platforms, and share with your friends and colleagues.